Beginning of the parasha, Vayidaber Elokim Moshe Vayeme Elov Ani Hashem Va'evel Avram Yitzchok Yankiv Bekel Shakai Ushmi Hashem Lo Nadati. So it looks like a very, very, there's a Rashi of Kabbalah, there's different shemes. There's a shame of Shakai, and there's a shame of Yudke Vovke. What does it mean that Kosh Bohu was Nizgala to Avram, Yitzchak, and Yankiv in the name of Shakai? And Vishmi Hashem, the name of Yudke Vovke, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wasn't Mizgala to them. What does that mean? So let's go to our business. Sheamus, Kabbalah, we're not Mukubalim. But it's a pasuk in the parasha. Rashi says that there's a significance of the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Nizgala to the office in the Shakai. And Vishmi Hashem, but that not. So the Ramban over here speaks a lot about this. He brings down from the Ibn Ezra that the word, I want to explain, first of all, it's a Rashi and it's a Pasuk, so I want to explain what the basic shot means, what's in Geatos. Why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu say it after the Chazal bring down that HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Chaval da'avdim v'loy mishtakhin, the office weren't maharer acharai. You said, Lama Hare Yisra, in the end of the last week's parasha, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Moshe Rabbeinu said, Lama Hare Yisra, Lama Zeh, and Vayidaber Elokim Moshe, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told them off, Al Shehiksha Ledaber V'Loim, Lama Hare Yisra, Lama Zeh. Moshe Rabbeinu said, Lama Hare Yisra, and Abishah told him off. He says, you know, I had the office. And the office, I was in this gala, Bekel Shakai. Avram Yitzchak and Yankov. Vishmi Hashem Leinadati Lehem. And they didn't complain about Lama Hare Yisra. What does that have to do with the office? What does it do with Kel Shakai? What does it do with Hashem? What's going on over here? The pshat's like this. Chazal bring down that HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Chaval on the avdim v'lo mishtach, Chaval on the office. The office, no matter what happened, lohiru acharai, the others would never question me. They never said lama hare yosa. It's something very interesting, and it's very important for us. Bizman hazeh, what I'm going to explain. There are two shemes of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. One is Shakai, and one is Yudke Vovke. Yudke Vovke is hoya hoy v'yiv. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives chiyas to everything. What's the name Shakai? So it's very interesting. I want to teach you something. Parshas Lech Lecha, Perek Yud Zayin Pasuk Aleph, it says, "Vehi Avram ben Tishmi Shana veTeisha Shana veYera Hashem al Avram veYomer Alav Ani Kel Shakai Shin Dalid Yud." What does that mean? When does HaKadosh Baruch Hu call himself Shakai? Says Rashi over here. Let's learn the Rashi inside. Ani Hu Sheyesh Dai BeElokusi LeKol Beria. The lesson of Dai, enough. I have enough godliness for every creation. Shakai. HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes to Avraham Avinu and says, Ani Kel Shakai. What's Shakai mean? The notion of Dai, enough. I have enough godliness for every barrier. There's enough godliness. There's enough Elokus you can find. What does that mean? It's Rashi and Lech Lecha. So the Birat Avraham is like this. The Gemara says in Chagiga, Amar Rav, the Shah Shakbar HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Ha'olam, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is creating the world. I'm reading a Gemara Chagiga Daf Yud Beis. Ha'yamachiv ha'olam kishtei pakeh shel shesi. The world is just expanding, 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 expanding. Ad shegobo HaKadosh Baruch Hu, until HaKadosh Baruch Hu stopped it, ve'amido, and said, Ad kan, don't keep expanding. V'hainu the Amar Resh Lakish ma'idik siv ani kel shakai, this pasuk. Ani u'she'amarti, I said enough. So So in this Gemara in Chagiga, in Daf Yud Beis, state that the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Shakai, is coming from the fact that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, he said, Ad Kan, enough. Don't keep expanding. What do these two things mean? I want to just explain something. When we talk about a name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we're talking about the midas of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, how it radiates to us. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we don't talk about HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself. HaKadosh Baruch Hu radiates to us with a midah called Kel Shakai. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to Avraham Avinu, I'm Kel Shakai. And then there's a thing called Vishmi Hashem. There's a midah called Yud Kevod. There's different midas. There's different eifanim, different pipelines. How HaKadosh Baruch Hu is exposed to us. So we know two things about the word Shakai. One is a Rashi in Lech Lecha who says, Dai la lakusi lakol beri. There's enough for everybody. What does that mean? What does it mean? There's enough godliness to go around. And there's a Gemara in Chagiga that says, the word Shakai means something else. It means, there's enough. Atkan. What are the two things go together? So the Sfasemes, this week's parasha speaks a lot about it, but Rabbi Gedal Yishor explains the Berachov over there in a niflatic way. I was nispal when I saw it at your age. I want to share it with you. He says a Murid de Kazakh. But I saw this morning the Sfasemes says, Kimada, the whole thing. He says a Murid de Kazakh. Watch. What does it mean that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is creating the world and the world's expanding, until HaKadosh Baruch Hu said enough? What does it mean it's expanding? What does it mean it's enough? And that's why he's called Shakai, die. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said that, I'm done, too big, I won't be able to. What does it mean? What it means is like this. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world in a way that it's a very complex world and very cause and effect, very tevadik. It's very hard to see the Eibishter. The word oilam means concealed. It comes from the word ne'lam, to be concealed. What the Gemara Chagiga means on a very basic level is that the world was being created, and more and more and more and more, and the more it expanded, quote-unquote, the further it went away from seeing the connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in it. That means the more complex the world is, and the more the world expands, quote-unquote, it doesn't mean in size, and there's more levels and levels and levels, it's much harder to see HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So if the world would have been created with one mimer, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, this is it. We would be able to connect it directly to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But as it goes on, it's harder and harder to connect it to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Dai, Ad Kan. If you want to be able to find the Eibishta in Teva, in the world, it has to stop here. So the word, the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Shakai, is the one of Dai who said, Ad Kan. Because if it's going to get more than that, you won't be able to find me. The name of Shakai is how HaKadosh Baruch Hu appears in nature. That's what it means, Pashim Shad. Daila lokusi l'chol beryo. This is what Sfasema says. What's meaning? There's enough godliness. The world was created in a way that is enough to find HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Daila lokusi l'chol beryo. There's enough godliness in the world that everybody can find l'chol beryo. So those are the two sides of the coin. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu appears in the Bria, as Shakai, as Shin Dal Yud, Ani Kel Shakai over here, which by Avram, what it means is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is appearing in the world under the guise of nature, the Shakai Dika thing, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Dai. The Dai is that this amount of nature will still allow you to find me. Dai Lalakuzi, there's enough godliness to go around. There's enough godliness to go around. The part is, because you can't find it. But in the world, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, die, to stop creating the world and make it more complex, in order that there should be enough godliness to go around that you can find him. Those are the two things which are identical. Shakai. Die lelokusi lechobere, there's enough to go around. And that's because HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, die, he stopped it right there. So the word Shakai, the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Shakai, is how HaKadosh Baruch Hu appears to us in nature. In the Shakai Dika Oifen, in the Dai Oifen, in the Oifen of concealment, in the Oifen of there's just enough Elokus that you can find him. Dai means there's enough. There's enough. There's enough to get him. Because Baruch Hu says in this week's parasha, I appear to the Ovis in the name of Shakai. Explains the Ramban. The Ovis, we don't find by the Ovis, by the way, Moifsim and Shinui Ateva. Explains the Ramban. We don't find Shinui Ateva. We don't find Shalika Deachateva. We don't find miracles. Why not? Because the Ovis found HaKadosh Baruch Hu in Teva, and that was their job. That was their tafkid. For Eira, the Kel Shakai, I appeared to the Ovis of Kel Shakai. That means the Ovis didn't say Lama Hare Yosa. That's why this was said now. The Ovis didn't say Lama Hare Yosa because the Ovis worked with the Kel Shakai. They were able to find it. By the way, That's the pshat Avraham Avinu. Avraham Avinu is the classic, is the first Adonis, right? Avraham Avinu didn't have a Seder night. He didn't even have Hanukkah. He didn't have poor mezibas. Avraham Avinu didn't have Aseres Makos. He didn't have Kriyas Yamsu. He didn't have Matan Torah. Avraham Avinu lives in a complete vacuum of Shakai, where he doesn't see the Eibishter. There's no Yudke Vovke. There's no Hoya Hoiva V'yeh. Yudke Vovke means I see that the Eibishter, I see it live in front of me. The Eibishter is giving Kriyas to everything. Shakai means it's hidden. It's die. Shakai is on the borderline where the Eibishter said, this is just enough, because if it's going to go over the edge, there won't be an Eibishter. There won't be Dai Lelakuzi. There won't be any godliness to find. The others found him. Avraham Avinu found it out of nowhere. He got up in the morning, looked out the window. The era, Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov Bekel Shakai, the others found HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the Teva. The Mori de Kazach. Matan Torah was Shalei Kederach HaTeva. Moshe Rabbeinu was Shalei Kederach HaTeva. Moshe Rabbeinu is supernatural. Moshe Rabbeinu is living in a different world. Amon, Ananei Kovit, Matan Torah with all the supernatural events, which began with the Yetzias Mitzrayim. Klal Yisrael moved over to a new track. I'm going to say something very deep. Svasemis says, Mori de Kazach. If anyway, the reality of the Bria is the Yudke Vovke, is the Shem Hashem, if anyway the reality of the Bria is the Seras Makis, if anything the reality of the Bria is Matan Torah, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu showed Einan Milvadoi, so why don't we just start off like that? Why do others have to sweat? If anyway there's Yudke Vovke, if anyway there's going to be an Aseres Makos in the Bria, if anyway there's going to be a Kriyas Yamsuf, if anyway there's going to be a Matan Torah, where the whole Teva collapsed, Eibush showed Einan Mavadai. So what's the whole Patskarai? It's like this Vasem is, there's no free. You have to have, first of all, Ovis, who find that Kodesh Baruch Hu when he's concealed. If you find him when he's concealed, then comes the real show. The real show is Matan Torah. The real show is Shalei Kederach HaTeva. The real show is Yudke Vovke. That's the real action. That's the real Metzias of the Bria. That Kodesh Baruch Hu has no limitation and he has no boundaries and he's not meshubet to anything. That's the real Metzias. But you have to have others who dig and find him first. Then Klal Yisrael was zeicher afterwards. If Klal Yisrael wouldn't have sinned by the eagle, if they wouldn't have sinned by the eagle, we'd still be in that state of the supernatural, which is the real reality of the Bria. What the Eibishter, you need to go to the store, you need to go to Nechama to go buy yourself bread. The man came down every morning. Either wouldn't complain about lunch, and there wouldn't be schnitzel machines, and there wouldn't be anything. There probably wouldn't be Meir Yeshiva. Hard to believe Klal Yisrael without Meir Yeshiva. But there wouldn't be lunch, there wouldn't be any crowding, there wouldn't be the Israelis pushing into the dining room for lunch. Nobody pushed for mon. Everybody got their mon depending on the amount of Lashon Hara they said the night before. Some people got it down the block, some people got it a block away, some people had to walk a mile or two. Then everybody knew they were in bad shape. In the midbar, everything was very transparent. What your ruchnius level is, like we spoke once. Everybody knew exactly what everyone was holding. One day, a guy said Lashon Hara was down the block. He said more Lashon Hara was two blocks down. Everybody said, "Hey Shmero, what happened? Why did your money go back?" He said, "What do you mean? Whatever. It must be a bad location. The Amazon guy dropped off the money in the wrong place." But in the midbar, there was no games. By the way, everybody knew everything. Everybody knew everything. They say in Yerushalayim, a famous joke. Pasuk says in Ekev, "Vayancha vayarivecha." They starved you. Vayichilcha saman. Why are you fasting? He got the mon. They say an old joke. It's a famous Yishami joke that the guy got up the next morning and he saw the mon was down the block. So he knew everybody Klai was gonna. So he told his wife that he has a tightness, that he's not. He doesn't. He didn't have to explain why he didn't bring home the mon, because it was a mile walk away. He had to take an Uber to get the mon because he spoke Lashon Hara and he stole from somebody and he was pagaying somebody and who knows what he did. He didn't daven. He said bracha levatola. All types of things. Kitzur. But that was a different life. You all agree? That's transparent. That's supernatural. If they wounded the head of the ego, that's how we live today. La'ilam void. Ananea COVID. Mon. Elam Abba. We got messed up. And we went back to the Kel Shakai. We don't live in a world of Yudke Vovke. Yudke Vovke is Yisrael Mitzrayim Matan Torah. So what's so critical about the Kel Shakai is that we have a legacy from Ovis. We have a legacy from Ovis. That means the Ovis found the Kodesh Baruch Hu in the Teva. Then came Matan Torah, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Megala everything. Now we have the ability still to find the Kodesh Baruch Hu in the Teva, where it's concealed. Because the Ovis plowed the way for that Zach. The Ovis plowed the way for that Zach. Now that we're in Golos back again, which is a Teitzov, the Ovis taught us that Zach. And the laying the groundwork for the Gula Shlema the same way that in Mitzrayim, the gula of Shalekedech HaTeva was laid, the groundwork was laid by the Ovis, who found HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the world of Shakya, of Daila Lakuza, there's just enough to find him, there's just enough to go around. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, die, we'll stop the world here, because otherwise it's going to fall off. We have the legacy from the Ovis. That's the legacy what we have from the Ovis, by the way. What were the Ovis? What did they do? By the way, this is the pasuk. HaKadosh Baruch Hu over here summarizes what were the Ovis? The Ovis were Bekel Shakai. That's what the Ovis were. And we have that legacy. We have that Yerusha because they're the Ovis. They created the ability. They gave us the ability. As Hashem said, that's the Iker reason why they're called Ovis. Because they created this ability that Bekel Shakai in a world of Hester, in a world of Tsaris, in a world of Consumum, in a world of cause and effect, a person can see. No, there Yerusha runs off. That's a Mori the Gazach. That's a Shreya Zach. For that you need Ovis. For that you need Avram, you need a Yitzhak, and a Yankiv. And the Ebbish said, Chaval da Avram Lamishtachim. I used to have the Ovis around. That they were able to see me in every matziv. Moshe Rabbeinu was a different Zach. Moshe Rabbeinu was Shalei Kederach HaTev. He was operating on a different plane completely. But the Ebbish said, you're saying Lama Hari Yaisa. The Ovis could have dealt with it. The Ovis would have seen HaKadosh Baruch Hu in every matziv. Why Moshe Rabbeinu said Lama Hari Yaisa? That's already Moshe Rabbeinu rate. It's not our topic. Moshe Rabbeinu couldn't be Seivul Ra in the world Bechal because he was living in a world of Olam Haba the whole time. And that's what we take out of the legacy of the Ovis, by the way. We have Ovis. So when we say in Davini, Elokei Avram, Elokei Yitzchak, Elokei Yankiv, you know what that means? Avram Avinu found you. Yitzchak Avinu found you. That's what it means. Yankiv Avinu found you. The Abish didn't appear to them. Only later on, afterwards, he appeared to them. They found the Abish in everyday life. And they brought down, they were megala elokusoi in the Bria. They were megala elokusoi in the Bria, in every action that they did. In every mahalach that they did, in every thought that they did. They didn't look at events as detached from the Eibishter. When you have a Kriyas Yamsuf, when you have a Aseres Adibris, and you have a Aseres Makas, there's no game. It's not a chokhmah. The chokhmah is to find the Eibishter in everyday life, and make the decisions in everyday life based on that. That's the Yisoid of Kel Shakai.
Yes. What's the best change in that?